This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Today, the biggest merger deal so far this year has been given a critical green light. The board of the Swiss mining company Xstrata has approved an offer made by Glencore, a commodities trader. I'm joined now live by Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Jeff.
So companies with names most of us have never heard merge all the time. Why are we talking so much about this one?
Is it going to make much of a difference to you or me, Jeff? Probably not. The combined group will be the fourth biggest mining group in the world, so it won't be able to push up metal prices on its own. But this would be a very big deal for the mining industry, and it does seem to make terrific industrial sense. Xstrata would dig coal, copper and nickel and other metals out of the ground. Glencore would transport them, market them, sell them. So they should be able to cut their costs.
These merger talks started, what, 7 months ago or something? What's been holding things up?
Well, two things mainly. There's a mini blizzard of executive bonuses flying about in this deal. Xstrata executives are promised a total of something like $200 million in bonuses if they stay put after the merger. That upset many Xstrata shareholders. They felt it was a little better than a bribe to the Xstrata board to support the deal. But fundamentally, shareholders opposed the original offer because it wasn't good enough. The all-share offer has now been improved, and shareholders get to vote separately on the bonus package.
And do you think they will go for the deal that's on the table now?
Well, it's not a done deal by any means. Rupert Nathan of Fat Profits, a financial website, says he still doubts whether Xstrata shareholders will accept the offer.
We still believe that even at the current level that this does undervalue Xstrata, as indeed do a few of the major shareholders.
They get to vote towards the end of the month on this deal. Then we'll discover whether this long-running deal will run even longer.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thank you.
Okay, Jeff.